More than 400 flights already canceled. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's according to FlightAware. Another 700 flights into, out of, and within the U.S. are delayed. These travelers got stranded at New Jersey's Newark Liberty Airport.
Our flight on American was delayed because of crew, so we're going to miss our connection.
I do get stressed sometimes, especially when the airport looks like this. It's actually pretty packed.
In addition to staffing problems, there's bad weather in the east. Voluntarily giving up a seat on a Delta flight was reportedly worth $10,000. That's according to some passengers heading from Michigan to Minnesota who claim to have received the payout. Delta has not confirmed it. The Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade has Democrats circling the wagons. Yesterday, President Biden met virtually with a handful of governors.
Before he even asked the Democratic governors who convened for advice on what he should do as president, New York Governor Kathy Hochul asked him to consider using federal facilities as places for abortions.
Veterans hospitals, military bases, and other places where the federal government controls the jurisdiction in some of the states that are hostile to women's rights.
President Biden warned if Democrats don't keep the Senate and hold the House this fall,
we're going to be in a situation where the Republicans are going to pass a nationwide prohibition consistent with what the Supreme Court ruled.
North Carolina's governor said people are already booking appointments for abortions in his state from southern states with trigger laws that are now in effect.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Governor Hochul is also responding to another Supreme Court ruling. She signed legislation yesterday placing limits on firearms after the high court ruled that most people have a right to carry a handgun for personal protection. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Inspections of commercial vehicles are being stepped up at our southern border after more than 50 migrants died in the back of a tractor trailer in Texas.
Smugglers packed 64 men, women, and children into the back of the tractor trailer with no water. According to relatives of the victims, they'd confiscated their cell phones, making it impossible for the migrants passing out inside to call for help when the truck broke down and the air conditioning and ventilation failed.
Fox's Claudia Cowan, four men have been arrested. Border Patrol agents keep encountering migrants, and their numbers could surge even more.
We don't have national security right now because our border is not secure. I've been down there 5 times since I've been in office, 3 times in the last year and a half. Every time it gets worse. It is in shambles.
House Republican Buddy Carter. Earlier this week, the Supreme Court ruled the White House can start phasing out the Remain in Mexico policy. That policy forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico as their cases played out. Beachgoers up and down the East Coast are being warned to pay attention to what's in the water. On Thursday, a man swimming off Jones Beach in New York may have been bitten by a shark. That has officials taking extra steps to keep swimmers safe.
Aviation Bureau is out with their helicopters. We have a drone that will be flying over the beach and over the ocean to make sure that we have a good picture of what's going on.
Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman. In Florida, a teenage girl will likely lose her leg after suffering serious injuries in a shark attack. The shark that was said to be about 9 feet long grabbed hold of her leg and wouldn't let go despite being punched and poked in the eyes. The girl was attacked Thursday while scalloping near Grassy Island. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.